The first question, what's your opinion about the podcast break dancing for the Olympics 2024? There can be no doubt that break dancing has become a new sport discipline, very famous among the young people. Perhaps this new sport couldn't appeal to other age people, but nobody can deny that break dancing has been increasing in recent years and making many companies and television channels earn large amounts of money. I truly believe that the aforementioned could be rather attractive to the Olympic Committee and decided to allow breakdancing to take part in as one of the Olympic Games. From what I can gather, I don't see any problem with this. Related to the last question, let's get this clear. Is debatable topic, without doubt. As I said before in the last lesson, I think it's mainly because of the advertising, because sport people have become reference or role model for children, adolescents, even adults. But likewise, they make a lot of company, including brands, such as Nike and Adidas, television channels as well, air a great deal of money. This means, obviously, they are going to earn money in the same proportion. Obviously not the same the companies, but a great deal. This means, obviously, in the same proportion, because people all over the world watch sports in general for the sports people, because they appear on TV. They appear on TV. On the other hand, I recognize sport people's salaries can be exaggerated as compared to other professions, such as engineering, medicine, among other, that are crucial for the mankind. But I am aware they are gifted in different sporting disciplines that the rest of people like me aren't. I don't dare to say if this is fair or unfair, but it is so. Until proven otherwise.